The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Never miss a show. Take us with you 24 hours a day. Go to SundayMorningNewsmakers.com. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
Young Kim represents the 39th Congressional District, which she is running in the 40th Congressional District in the November election, and she joins us right now. Good to have you on the program. Boy, the election is just around the corner here. This is kind of like the last dash. Have you been making the rounds? What's it been like?
Well, I've been crisscrossing my current 39th district and the new 40th district, introducing myself to my new constituents that I'll be representing. We're very thankful for everyone who voted for me and supported me to get out of the primary, and we are working really hard to earn their trust and their votes so I can be sure to win in November and continue to represent them here in Washington, D.C., giving their perspective, their voice, and being their advocate. I'm very happy to be able to work in a very, very effective way. In the short period of time, I have worked on getting 21 bills out of the House, and 7 bills of mine are already signed into law. And along with that, we focused on providing constituent services, quality constituent services, so much so that we've been able to work with federal agencies and returned over $15 million back to the taxpayers. We're securing funding on the targeted and important local projects. We've been able to do that last year. So I'm really working hard to ensure that people know that my office and my team have gotten so much done in the short period of time. And I will continue to be a fighter for our Southern California communities I represent.
In the new 40th district.
There's more work to be done.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about some of the challenges that are out there. Inflation, crime. Take us into some of these issues that are facing the whole country, Southern California, the 40th district, and what can be done about them. Talk about crime and inflation and some of those issues.
Sure. Let me talk about the inflation first of all. Everywhere I go, I hear from our constituents about what Congress is doing, what I am doing as their representative to address this inflation. You know, President Biden was celebrating the signing of his latest tax and spend, the legislation called the Inflation Reduction Act, which I call, and many of my colleagues call it, the Inflation Expansion Act, because the headlines were out about the consumer price index increasing to 8.3%. At some point last week, I thought it was around 9%. We're seeing the highest groceries of upwards towards 13.5% higher than they were last year about this time. In between, we have housing prices, medical costs, electricity, everything is going up. And in California, everything is more expensive than anywhere in the country. We cannot spend our way out of this inflation crisis, and we need to rein in on spending and get our economy back on track. This Biden administration and Nancy Pelosi Congress does not seem to know how painful the inflation is. So I introduced Combating Painful Inflation Act to make sure the federal government is prioritizing that. And I'm working with my colleagues to pass the Inflation Prevention Act to prohibit Congress from passing any more bills that will add to inflationary spending. We're asking people to not pass any more bills until we get inflation rate under control below 4.5%. So I'm committed to working with anyone who wants to work with me to get our economy and our country back on track. But you talked about the crime. We have rise in organized retail crime. And so I'm addressing it because this is no one who live and work in our Southern California communities should feel unsafe, doing business or even in places of worship. They shouldn't feel unsafe going to worship every Sunday or so. So I have introduced a legislation to coordinate the all different federal, state, county, and local agencies to share their information to combat these rising retail crimes, especially in the areas of smash and grab we've seen right here in my district, in Brea Mall, in Yorba Linda, and all, you know, across Orange County areas. We've seen jewelry shops being broken into. So I've addressed those things by introducing legislation, and I am going to continue to work in that area so we can address the rising crimes. The border security is another area that many people talk about. So I'm addressing it by introducing the comprehensive southern border strategy to come up with a mile-by-mile strategy and work on securing securing our border, because open border is creating this human trafficking, drug trafficking, and now comes with the, you know, thousands of fentanyl that is now contributing to more death in Americans between the ages of 18 and 45.
Yeah, right, right. We just recap so folks know we're talking with Young Kim. She represents the 39th District, running in the 40th District, and you talk about the border. Did you see that interview with Vice President Kamala Harris, where the reporter says, you know, 2 million people have come across the border, and all she says is the border is secure? That's not believable, is it?
She's completely out of touch. And this is coming from so-called the border czar, who has not been down to the border, where yours truly has gone down to the border multiple times. And I've seen it with my own eyes by talking to the border agents there, how unsecure our border is. That's why I introduced that legislation. I am telling this federal government to come up with a comprehensive border strategy, and let's secure the border. And let's utilize and deploy all of the equipment. When we started building the wall, those supplies that goes into finishing the wall are, you know, secured away in the warehouses at our taxpayers' expenses. We need to unleash those supplies and start finishing our border so we can secure the border. But also we need to beef up our border agents so they can actually do the job, instead of babysitting and taking care of our migrants who come here crossing the border illegally with little kids. And the border patrol agents are already scarcely staffed, and they're using what little resource we have to take care of our migrants. And so we are really worried about the inability of our federal government to get a handle on securing our border. And for, I think, about 15 or 16 months straight, we have seen over 150,000 migrants crossing the border, and our federal government, our border czar, our president does not seem to have a clear strategy to deal with this crisis. That's why I'm working on this.
Yeah, he hasn't even been to the border either. Young Kim represents 39th District, running in the 40th. Congressional district. Okay, we've talked about crime, we've talked about education. What else is there that stands out? We've talked about inflation. What else is the challenges right now?
Energy, gas prices. We need to get back to making America energy independent. You know, right now, rolling blackouts, soaring utility bills, rising gas prices, and the failing electric grid cannot be the new normal. Meanwhile, we're hearing from the Biden administration calling for California's energy policy as a model for our nation. That is a joke. We need to promote energy independence to lower costs, secure our supply chains, and protect our national security. And again, that's an area that I'm working really, strongly on.
All right. How challenging is the election this time? We hear about some districts that are, you know, kind of in the spotlight, the Democrats lining up millions of dollars against you. Tell us about the fight you're in.
So I am one of the forces that we flipped in last cycle. So Nancy Pelosi has me on her radar, spending millions of dollars to come after me again. She really hopes to flip our forces, mine, Valadao, Garcia, and Michelle Steele. But we are working really hard. All of us are working hard to ensure that we get back to the offices and bring some additional candidates who are working really hard. That looks really good. If not this year, I don't know when we're going to be able to flip some of those seats. So we're working with quality candidates that not only will help us take back the House in November, but all of us will go back and really show to the Americans with our commitment to America how we're going to lead and bring our economy back. We're going to fight the inflation. We're going to secure the border. So we feel really good about our chances of taking back the House, and I feel really good about my chance of winning and being the new representative for the California's 48th district.
Young Kim, what are people saying as you go out and campaign and hit the streets and talk to people in front of their houses or in meetings? What do they tell you? I mean, things are not good, are they?
No, it's not. They're worried about inflation, and they're worried about combating these crimes that their businesses are affected. And at the same time, just recently, we saw the President Biden talking about canceling student loan debt. And we have this inflation that is just skyrocketing. So, Biden administration's decision of canceling student loan pours more fuel on the inflationary fire. So they are concerned about our ability to get inflation under control. That's what I'm hearing. It's not anything else. So the liberal media would want to change the narrative, but I want to remind everybody, it is the fighting crime, securing the border, the lowering the inflation, lowering the gas prices, and making sure that we have affordable homes. All of these are the key issues. We have out-of-touch policies from one-party rule in Washington, and it's making the American dream out of reach. Out-of-touch policies are making the American dream out of reach. And as someone who's immigrated to the United States and being one of the few, conservative Republican women serving in the United States Congress, I tell you, the party that I belong to, the Republican Party, is the grand opportunity party. I'm going to work hard to ensure that the American dream that I'm living very proudly is also available for all Americans.
Got 30 seconds. How can people support your campaign?
Follow me on social media at Rep. Young Kim. And follow me and check out my website, youngkimforcongress.com. Spread the word and donate.
Represents 39th Congressional District, running in the 40th Congressional District. The election will be here before we know it. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
Up next, the Barack Lurie Show, hosted by attorney Barack Lurie. The very popular Barack Lurie Show is filled with stimulating conversation and a fresh point of view on politics, religion, and the law. Next on AM 870, The Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.